Okay, so this is a little bit more on the syncing hierarchy. So basically, everything that goes into the Dropbox should go onto Archive and should go onto the Google Drive. And the key aspect of the things in the Dropbox is that they're private documents that, you know, they're not going to be publicly accessible on the web, and they're not that big because they're going onto everyone's notebooks. Now, if a person has a big file, like I'm making it up, a movie of 50 meg that someone wanted to still preserve within the lab hierarchy, we want a new directory that you could just manually put the file into on, say, you know, someplace on Gateway, like /archive/meeting/extra, and that just gets synced into the Google Drive, and there's no need to have it deleted because it's not going into everyone's laptops. The second need is for all the public files that we're making, that we publicize, to become accessible. And so that means that's the file hierarchy archive/public docs, and also the old public hierarchy that we created with the upload. So I think there's one that works with publicize, and there's another one that works with the old web upload. Those are public files that are not meant to be private. Those, again, should go into the Google Drive. And so the idea is just that everything we have, and also all my old log, I think, remember the log I used to create, that should also go into the Google Drive. And so the idea in the Google Drive for the lab is our meetings, the two public docs hierarchies, the big files that are private, you know, that don't go into the Dropbox, my old logs and stuff like that, all of that goes into the Google Drive. And you can see the hierarchy in the Google Drive, but more importantly, you can search on it. So that's, you know, you can find stuff. And that's the idea. Okay. So now